Okay, this is a large flowering tree. It's got shiny leaves and big white flowers. And it'll leave a prickly seed pod about the size and shape of a cucumber. It's a large tree.
No, I don't know of none of them down around here.
Okay, if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind, she'd say, I have to ask.
My husband?
Okay, and he would say, I have to ask.
My wife.
Okay, and a woman who's lost her husband is called a...
Widow woman.
Okay, and if her husband didn't die, but he just ran off and left her, she'd be a...
Separation.
Okay, have you ever heard of grass widow?
Well, he divorced her.
Huh?
Have you ever heard of a grass widow?
Yeah, well, a grass widow, I reckon that's the one they're a widow, isn't it?
Okay.
When the husband dies, or is it when they run off? I don't know.
Yeah. Him. Okay, and the man whose daughter you are is called your...
My father?
Okay, do you need to...
No, go ahead.
Okay.
I'll turn this on.
And what did you call your father?
Well...
What are some things people call their father?
Well, some says father, and some says papa, and some says daddy, and some says pappy, different things.
Okay. And his wife would be your... You have your father and your...
And your mother.
Okay. And what did you call her?
Well, I call mine Mammy. Mammy and Mama and Mother. You can call them different ones, you know.
Okay. And together, your father and your mother are your...
It's my father and my mother.
Or your parents.
Parents.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And your father's father is called your...
Granddaddy or grandpa.
Okay. And his wife would be your...
Grandmother or grandma.
Okay. And you say, I was the youngest of five...
Children.
Okay. Any other word for children?
Oh, yeah. You can call them kids. The youngest of the kids or the children.
Okay. And something on wheels that you can put a baby in, and it'll lie down.
Baby buggy?
Okay, does that have a little hood on it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you put the baby in the buggy, and you'd go out and what the baby?
Go out and take it out for a walk.
Okay, so would you say you'd go out and...
In the air with it, you want.
Okay. And your children are your sons, and... Okay, you have a son and a...
Daughter.
Okay, or a boy and a...
Boy and a girl.
Okay. And if a woman were going to have a child, you'd say that she's...
Pregnant.
Okay. But when you were growing up, they didn't use the word pregnant in front of people, did they?
Mm-hmm.
What, do you remember what expressions they used?
No. Well, some just say, you know, they're big.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever heard any sort of humorous expressions?
A what?
Sort of joking expressions?
Mm-mm.
Like swallowed a pumpkin seed or something like that?
No, I don't believe they did.
Okay. And if you didn't have a daughter to deliver, you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman that you might send for?
She'd be the midwife.
Okay. And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you say that the boy...
Took after his father.
Okay. Any other words for that?
Oh, just look just like his dad or something.
Okay.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Suppose he acts like his father, the same behavior, you know. Would you say that he doesn't necessarily look like, but he acts just like?
Acts just like him. Or took after his dad.
Okay, so took after can mean the way he acts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if a mother has looked after three children until they're grown up, you say that she has what, three children?
She's taken care of the three children.
Okay. Or would you say she's...
She's protected them.
Okay. Or would you say reared or raised or brought up?
Yeah, uh-huh. Or she brought them up or she raised them or something like that.
Okay.